The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Moshe Yitzchak Weg, Rosh Chabura in Beis Medrash Kabaya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Giving a worker a tip. You have a Yiddish worker, giving him more than he deserves. You made up a price, a fair price, top dollar for the service that he was going to provide for you. And you paid him on time. Is there an inyan, al pi hashkafas hatayah, to give him extra? Whether it's extra money, a gift, a Danish. Is there an inyan, al pi hashkafas hatayah, is there an inyan to give a worker extra? Of course, v'haft l'reicha kamaicha, it's a beautiful thing to always give yidin extra things, to give them nice things. We're not against giving them things. And if that's accepted in that society, then it's probably appropriate to do it. But I want to know, what I want to ask, is al pi hashkafas hatayah, is there an inyan to give a worker more than the amount of money that you made up to give him as a bonus or a tip? Simply speaking, I would have said, absolutely not. We know there's something called a mechira in the Torah, a sale. How does a sale work? For sure, on some level, the understanding of a sale is that it's a trade, a fair trade. You're going to give me something, and I'm going to give you something back. Let's say somebody goes to the store, gets a bottle of milk, and it costs whatever it costs, $3.50. He hands him $3.50. So there's a trade. The one who owns the store got $3.50, and you got a bottle of milk. No one would say that you should pay extra. Why should you pay extra? Maybe he should give you extra milk. Who knows? Who should give extra to who? So too, simply speaking, when somebody works for you, he's doing a service for you, it's like you're buying a service from him. So you are paying him for his service. He's giving you a service in return. So why should you give him extra? Maybe he should give you extra. Why would that be the setup that he should give you more? That you should give him more. Therefore, simply speaking, I would say that al pi hashkafas hatayah, there's no inyan to give a tip and to give a bonus. However, interestingly enough, in our parasha, Parashas Re'eh, the Chinuch, when he's explaining one of the mitzvahs in our parasha, he does say that there is such an inyan. In our parasha, Parashas Re'eh, it's mitzvah Tuf Pei Beis in the Chinuch. It's called a Henek Eved Ivri. To give Hanukkah to an Eved Ivri, when an Eved Ivri, a Yiddish Eved, when he's leaving, he has different yitzias. He's bought by a master, a Yiddish master, and he has yitzias. There are times that he leaves. So for most of the yitzias, when he leaves and he's not going to be an eved anymore, the halacha is when he leaves from you, a person, the owner, the adain, should give him hanukkah, should give him gifts. And there's many halachas about these gifts. Now, simply speaking, this is some sort of special halacha by an eved. That's what I would have said. However, the Chinuch, he brings all the halachas and he ends off as follows. This mitzvah is nehages, v'nehages mitzvah zu, bizcharim v'nekevais, bizman habayis, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, she'ein din eved ivri nayig, el bizman she'yevel nayig. We don't have the din of eved ivri today, therefore, because we don't have yevel, and it's only nayig bizman yevel, and therefore, we don't have hanukkah. So mitzvah tuf pei beitz, henek eved ivri, does not apply bizman hazeh. But it doesn't stop there. The Chinuch continues. Umikal makayim af bizman hazeh yishma chacham v'yaseif lekach. A chacham should think into it, and he should take a message, a lesson from this mitzvah. She'im sachar echad mibnei Yisrael. Somebody hired a yid va'avadei, and he worked him zman meruba for a long time. Oy afilu muat, or even for a short time. She'yaniklay, he should give him gifts. V'tzeisay me'imay. When he leaves from him, me'asher baruchai Hashem, from what Hashem benched him with, from the things that he has, that Hashem benched him with, he should give hanukkah to a Yiddish worker, to a Yiddish payel, he should give him hanukkah. There we have it, that he learns from the mitzvah of an eved ivri leaving, that he gets hanukkah then, so to any worker, whether he works for you for zman ruba or for zman muat, she'yanikle. Now, this is not a halacha. This seems to be more of a hashkafa. But there we have it, the shitas hachinuch, that this would be very appropriate. The minchas chinuch, the pirish on the chinuch, is not so forthcoming in his understanding of this, he makes the following point. The sheet of the Rambam is that Hanukkah doesn't apply to every type of Eved. There are two types of Eved. There's a Mecher es Atzmai, an Eved who sold himself to make more money. And then there's Machru Bezdin. Bezdin sold the Eved because the person stole, and now he owes money. So Bezdin sold him, so he should make money, and he should be able to pay back from whom he stole. So there's two types of Avadim. The Rambam holds that a Mecher Atzmai doesn't get Hanukkah. So the Minchas Chinuch feels that if there's this general understanding of Hanukkah, it's a type of concept that should really be applied to every worker. Every worker, a worker, a regular worker, is a Mecher Atzmai. So if you the Shitas HaRambam, it would not be able to be understood. It would not follow that Hanukkah should apply even to a pile who's closer to a Meicher Atzmai. So Zakti Minchas Chinuch, it must be that the Chinuch, who does have the Inyan Hanukkah applying to a regular worker, he must hold like Taisvis, that even a Meicher Atzmai has Hanukkah. He says a line over there, the Minchas Chinuch, when he's saying over that the Rambam, L'chaira, it shouldn't follow from the Rambam. It shouldn't follow what the Chinuch is saying, that even a worker should get Hanukkah. He says, U'mi yedea me'eza tam v'havin. Meaning, once there's a differentiation between a Mecher Atzmai and Mechru Bezdin, then we don't know the reason for Hanukkah. U'mi yedea me'eza tam v'havin. But the Minchas Chinuch leaves off. He leaves off with a point that usually the Minchas Chinuch doesn't say different than the Rambam. And this bothers him. The Chinuch himself doesn't usually say different than the Rambam unless he speaks it out lahadiyah. When he gave it to us, what comes out from the Minchas Chinuch is that he feels that it's not so simple. It's not across the board that we can make this lesson from Hanukkah. Halacha l'maisa, everybody should ask their own Rav, their own Mayaderech, what the proper Hashkafa is. But we definitely see that the Chinuch feels that it's a worthy practice. Just to redice, the Chinuch himself, when he's talking about the mitzvah of Hanukkah, he explains what's the shayrish of the mitzvah. I want to just read that, because this is following right into that even a Poyel would have this in it, Mishashia mitzvah. In order that we should acquire wonderful midos, Hashem wants to do good to us. We should have rachmanis on somebody who worked for us. It sounds like an element of Rachmanis. The Rachim Amish Avad Itanu. The Dover Muskel, who he says, the Ein Tzarech Laharech by him. I was thinking something because I was still puzzled by my question. That why should it apply? Why should there be Hanukkah? If, assuming that the Indian is something that we do understand, and something that would apply to every pile, I asked the question, L'chaira, the same way when you buy a bottle of milk, there's no reason that he should give you extra milk, or you should give him extra money. So why is it different when somebody does a service for you? So I remember one time I had a Yiddish worker in my house, before Pesach, and we were schmoozing a little bit, and he explained to me how much he enjoys fixing ovens before Pesach. Well, for one reason, he makes a lot of money. But for a second reason, he told me, is that you see the happiness on the face of the people that he's coming to fix their ovens before Pesach. They need their oven desperately, and he becomes their savior. There's an amazing thing about a yid, us special yidin, that we're able to do things with dual motives, that even if there's a shalei l'shma, at the same time, a person could access the midas ha-chesed, and a worker could come into the house, he has to make money, he's in charge for fixing the oven. But at the same time, he's so excited that he can provide you with an oven. Goyim don't have access to the smida as strongly. We know that if somebody gives tzedakah, amanash, yichya b'ni, he's a tzadik gomer. Even if Rahman al-San, his son doesn't live, he's still going to be happy to give tzedakah. It's not the way by a guy. A yid is able to be giving the tzedakah, even if he doesn't get the extra. And we're able to have these like dual motives, and they're not a stira. We have both at the same time. So maybe when a worker is working for you and he's a yid, you have to understand that he's not only just a person who's providing you with something, you're providing him something back. When he's doing a service, he's thinking about you. And if he's thinking about you, then you should be thinking about him. We should always keep that relationship there, that he's a human being, and he's working for you because he's there for you. And therefore, we should be there back for him. Maybe that's the Inyan of Hanukkah. An interesting thing by an Eved Ivri, which follows along in this light, by an Eved Kanani, I'm sorry, that it says by an Eved Kanani, that although an Eved Kanani, you could work him very hard. It's a Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Ches. Mutar l'avid Eved Kanani b'ferech. You could work him really hard. And Dr. Rambam, interesting thing, Ach b'isha adin kein, midos chasidus v'darche ha-chachma, shi'ya adam rachman v'roidiv tzedek, he shouldn't work his Eved too hard. Shouldn't cause him tsar. Give him food, give him a drink. Chacham Rishonim, he says. He's talking about even Eved Kanani. So this Atzman, they would give the Behemoth and the Avadim first. He says like this, interesting thing. So this is a little bit of another Indian, but the idea is that to treat people like people. Even a guy is Eved, he should be treated like a person. We should have a midas rachmanis. The Yiddish Eved we're saying a little bit more even. For a Yiddish Eved we're saying right now that he's talking doing you kindness, and even a Yiddish worker. And therefore you should appreciate that aspect of what he's doing. But in general we're saying about Gayim, to bring up another point. We're saying about even working Gayim, that a person, there's an element of treating them like people. So maybe when you had your Eved for so long, and even a worker, and you're doing this trade, and he's giving you his time, and his efforts, and you're buying it from him, so a little bit it takes away, in some sort of form, that he's really another human being just like you. And this is what I'm taking out of the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim. Not just, the main thing he's saying is not to be an achsar, but it's also to treat a person like a person. So therefore, anytime we're busy dealing with a person's time and efforts in a monetary way, it's incumbent on us to go further and to remind ourselves and to remind him that we have a relationship with him. And that he's a human being. So this is all as far as the halacha l'maisa and as far as the insight that's being provided over here. I shouldn't say halacha l'maisa, the hashkafa l'maisa, that according to the chinuch it's worthy to tip a worker. We're saying these two hashkafas about appreciating that every yid could be a worker, could be doing an atz chesed also. And to appreciate that people are people, and a yid is a yid, for sure. For sure he's a person. But we said, at the same time, that the minchas chinuch really takes the chinuch to task. I wanted to just, this is not relevant to the lamaisa shabai, but I wanted to just discuss something, that I think there may be a whole other way to look at Hanukkah, a whole other pshat in Hanukkah, a very interesting geshmak of pshat, which has a lesson in and of itself. The Gemara in Kedushin goes through the different yitzias, the different ways an Eved may leave his Adain, and those yitzias will require the Adain to give Hanukkah. And one of them is Misas HaAdayin. What would happen if the Adayin would die? If the Adayin would die, it's incumbent, now the Eved goes free, he does not go to the Yarshan. And it's incumbent now that he should receive Hanukkah. The Eved should receive Hanukkah. So there's a very strong question that's brought up in the Achrenim. They bring it up in different ways. That we'll say it as follows. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch, he describes that the way Hanukkah works, Hanukkah is not something that the Chiyuv starts when the Eved is still an Eved. The whole Chiyuv starts with the Yetziyah. In Eis Beis, in the Minchas Chinuch, they have the Eisiyas and the new Minchas Chinuch, he says like this, V'gam nira pashit. The Hanukkah hachiv in achal ela b'shas yitzia. The whole chiv is only chal when he's leaving. The oz ha'toyer ha'chayiv of loy kaidam. That's when the Torah was mechayiv and not before. The nafgamina, he has a nafgamina that you can't take from lekuchais. If there were fields were bought by others from the master, we may have dusai. It's not the pshat that now the eved could go take from those lekuchais. He can't take from those fields that were sold. It's not meshubit to him from back then. We don't say that the shibud is chal back then when the eved was bought. And he tells us to the other dinim that we would have such a thing, but over here we don't have that. It's maschil b'shas yitzias sa'adoin. Kein nire barer, zakhtim in chaschinach. So the question is like this. If that's the case, misa sa'adoin requires Hanukkah. Who in the world is going to give that Hanukkah? Who's b'chayyid to give Hanukkah? The Yarshim, they never had this Eved. They shouldn't be Mechayit Kibaraka. The father is not around anymore. So you may say, the father's Nechasim are Meshubit to the Hanukkah, but we just said that Nechasim are not Meshubit to the Hanukkah. Nechasim are only Meshubit to the Hanukkah, B'Shas Yitzia, only those Nechasim, not Nechasim from earlier, but B'Shas Yitzia, there was Misa, there was no father. So, if that's the case, there was no Nechasim. And if that's the case, then who is in you paying this Hanukkah? The Ktzais asked the Shaila, actually, this is a discussion by itself, he asked it only with the Shita, Shibud Alav Deiraisa. But, be it as it may, the point is that this is something that has to be discussed. But Mises Adain, how does the Chiv Hanukkah play out? The Stipler has a few studies about this, Kiddush Yaakov and Kedushin Simon Chav Gimel, and he says, such a geshmaka point. He brings a Rambam, Hilchos Avodim, Perek Beis, Halcha Yebeis, middle of that Rambam. Mitzvah loymar loy tzei. When an Eved's leaving, it's a mitzvah for the other to say tzei. B'shas yitziyasei. Af al pi shalei amar loy, harehu yitzi b'chinam. Even though he didn't tell this to him, he still goes out free. Meaning this is the program. An Eved is going free with a certain qualified yitzias, things that happen, he goes free. He's going to go free no matter what. At the same time, it's a mitzvah for the other to say to him, leave, to send him out. Where does this come from? Stifler brings that he brings from Chaikinyevsky Sefer, Kiryas Melech, there's a Mechilta der Ashbi in Mishpatim, where Ashbi is Yetzei, and it brings over there the Pasuk and Pasuk A, V'chi Sishalchenu Chavshim Imlach, V'losin Sishalchenu, send him out! Melamed she mitzvah leimer leitzei. It's a mitzvah to send him out. Now I want to just explain this. What does this mean? What, there's a mitzvah now to send him out. What's the idea of this mitzvah? Perhaps the idea of this mitzvah is something that we find in the Ramban has a lav in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The lavin hanishka, the shichas halavin, meaning the Rambam doesn't count this as a lav, and the Ramban does count this as a lav. A mitzvah sheish esrei, that he's asking on the Rambam, why doesn't he have this lav? It's a pasuk in our parsha. It says, shal yichar be'inenu. I'm sorry, what's the pasuk? Pasuk is, it's by Hanukkah, right before, like in that part of Hanukkah, the starting pasuk is, ki machalcha achicha every yav, va'avodcha sheishanu, v'ashana shvisa shechana chavshim imach. Then it goes on. When you send them out, you shouldn't send them out Rekam. You should do Hanuk Tanuk. And at the end of that parsha, it says, La yikshe be'enecha b'shleichecha yisai. Shouldn't be hard. La yikshe be'enecha when you send them out. Chavshi me'imach. Ki mishnas ha'socher avadcha. It shouldn't be hard in your eyes when you send them out. So there are many mefarshim to learn this pasuk to mean, it shouldn't be hard for you to send them out, meaning it shouldn't be hard for you to give them hanaka. But the Ramban says, it shouldn't be hard to send them out means, it shouldn't be hard for you, the actual sending out. Let me read to you a little bit of this Ramban. That the Rambam forgot to write. We shouldn't be angry. We shouldn't think to ourselves, shluchem hefsid. If sending them out is a hefsid, now we're not going to be as rich anymore. We're not going to be as honorable anymore. If the way you sent them out was because Bezdin forced them out, and we weren't willing, we're over on the slav. So putting aside for now, putting aside the Rambam doesn't count the slav. Maybe the Rambam Pasha learned it like I said, there's other sheets that learn that this is really, it's just the Pasuk telling you it shouldn't be hard to give him Hanukkah. So maybe the Rambam learns it's part of Hanukkah. But the Ramban who's learning has nothing to do with Hanukkah. It has to do with in general. It shouldn't be hard in your mind to send them out. Dr. Ramban writes here, we should be happy to do this mitzvah. There's an Indian that we should be tefreden with sending our Eved out. So I want to interpret that to me, and I'm taking it maybe one step further. The idea is that he's going to go ahead anyways. But you're supposed to shtatsu. You're supposed to be on board. Maybe there's even something more. Maybe there's even like an actual sending out that you're doing. You're supposed to be sending him out on your own accord, because it's time to send them out. It's going to happen anyways. But you're supposed to, act out that sending out. L'chaira, that's the mitzvah of tzei that the Rambam has. The Rambam says the mitzvah of tzei. The Ramban doesn't discuss that mitzvah. The Ramban has this lav. The Rambam has a mitzvah of tzei. But I'm assuming they're connected. That a person is supposed to go right on board with the Torah's yitziah. In the Rambam's tzei, saying tzei, it's even an active thing that one should do. That being the case, if you think about it, who has the mitzvah leimar tzei? Zok the Steifler, the mitzvah leimar, the Steifler doesn't bring the whole Ramban. I was just throwing that in to explain that there's this theme that the other is supposed to be on board with the yitzia. And I'm looking at it in the Rambam, he has one more step, that it should be an active thing. Now, who is going to have this mitzvah leimar tzei by misas ha'adayin? In a case of a yitzia, misas ha'adayin, I'll tell you who. It's going to be the Yarshim. Dr. Stipler, the Yarshim are the ones, if not for the Yitziah, they would have held on to this Eved. And they're going to have this concept. Let go. Listen to the Torah. The Adin, he's not alive anymore. He doesn't have that concept of now Shteltzu to the Torah's Yitziah. But the Yarshim, they have it very strongly. Shteltzu to the Torah's Yitziah. Don't say, simply speaking, without Yitziah, I would have Yarshim him. And I would have got him. Instead, go over with him and say, Tzei. Zakt the Heiliger Stifler. The mitzvah of Hanukkah is connected to the one who has the mitzvah to say, Tzei. Why? Because the mitzvah of Tzei comes from the word Tzishalchenu, which is in our parasha. Which is in our parasha, Parasha Sra'ei. Even though the Mechilta de Rashbi, that it's coming from Heaven to be Mishpatim, but it's learning out this pasuk. It's learning out of Tzishalchenu. Now what does it say? V'ashan ha'shvi'is t'shalchenu chafshim imach. And it goes on. V'chi t'shalchenu chafshim imach lo t'shalchenu reikam. Again, the first pasuk is, v'imach alcha achicha every yaya alcha sheishan. He'll work for you for 7 years. V'ashan ha'shvi'is t'shalchenu chafshim imach. And that's a mitzvah leimar tzei. V'chi t'shalchenu chafshim imach lo t'shalchenu reikam. And that's the mitzvah of Hanukkah. Lo t'shalchenu reikam. Don't send them out empty handed. The next pasuk. Hanik tanik loy. Give him Hanukkah. Beautiful. The mitzvah of Hanukkah is connected to the mitzvah of Tzei. And that's how the Yarshim, that's how there's going to be Hanukkah in a case of Mises Adon. A beautiful thing. It's not going to be from the Nechasim. We ask the question, how in the world who's going to be doing the Hanukkah? The Eved was never an Eved of the Yarshim. It doesn't matter. The Eved was never an Eved of the Yarshim, but the Yarshim are the ones who are saying, Tzei Hanukkah is not connected to the one who worked for you, it's connected to the one who says Tzei to you. Let's think about this for a moment. Keeping this in mind, what would you say? Would you say that it's possible now to shtel tzu in any way, the din of Hanukkah, to a payel, to a worker, like the Chinuch did, like we started with? The idea of giving tips, we said, to every worker comes from Hanukkah. The din of giving Hanukkah, according to the Chinuch, must be because the person worked for you. If he worked for you, you should give him extra. And an Eved worked for you, and even a payel, even a worker who worked for you, we're going to learn out from the Torah, there's going to be a hashkafa to give him. But now we're saying that the din of Hanukkah, according to the Stifler's pshat, why by Misa Sa'adain, there's going to be Hanukkah, according to the Stifler's pshat, it has nothing to do with somehow making the nechassim that the Adain had, being mishubed, he's not going with that path. There may be some that go that way, it has nothing to do with that path. It has to do with one thing. It has to do with the Yarshim themselves. The Yarshim who are saying tzei, the Yarshim who are not holding on to the Eved, they should give Hanukkah. The Eved never worked for them. They don't owe the Eved nothing. They're giving it from their own pockets, not from the father's pockets. The father's pater from Hanukkah. They have the chiv Hanukkah because they're the ones saying tzei, because the mitzvah of Hanukkah is linked with the one who's releasing the Eved. A payel does not have this whole releasing. Releasing means that really an Eved has a high madriga called gufay kanoi. This is what it means. His guf is kanoi to the master. And the master feels a certain bilus. I own him. He's mine. No, you have to let him free anyways. After sheish, after different yitzias, after misa sa'adin, he goes free. A payel goes free because you only hired him to do this job. There's no inyan of tzei, of letting him free, of letting him go. No sheiches. Perhaps I could suggest, I think I might be able to explain the whole mitzvah of Hanukkah, but this is an added on thing, the disciple doesn't say this, that maybe the mitzvah of Hanukkah is related to what we spoke out, that you have to shtel tzu to the Yetziah. The biggest and best way to show that you shtel tzu to the Yetziah, like we said, that the Ramban has it as a lav, la'yikshe be'inecha, it shouldn't be hard to send them out. What's a very special way to show that you are to freedom to send them out? Do something positive, give him a gift. Give him money. Say, you know, you're going to be starting your life now, I'm giving you your first spending money, your first spending gift. Or just a way of showing him that we don't have that avdut relationship anymore, that I don't give you stuff, I don't give you presents. No, I'm giving you a present. However you want to say it. The point is that we could say, a gishmak azach, this is pshat, this may be the time ha-mitzvah. Maybe, efshir, if we're allowed to say time ha-mitzvah, if I'm allowed to say my own time ha-mitzvah, that maybe this is the whole yisayit of Hanukkah. Yisayit of Hanukkah is, there's a layikshe be'inecha, according to the Rambam. There's a mitzvah leimer tzei, according to the Rambam, and it goes right into that, the mitzvah of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a way of sending him off, the kavod gadol, showing that between you and the Eved right now, you're treating him as a free man, and he's done, and he's free to go. So let's just summarize. We're starting off, the Lamaisa Dukkah Indian that we're starting off with is the idea of tipping a worker. We're saying the chinuch saw this in the mitzvah of Hanukkah. But simply speaking, the connection between a worker, and this is the yisayid we're saying, the connection between a worker, if you want to connect every worker to an eved has Hanukkah, a worker should have Hanukkah, that means you're understanding the yisayid of the Hanukkah is for the service, for the work that the eved did. However, it's coming out from a shtikl tayer from the stifler, l'chayer, that the Hanukkah has nothing to do, kipshutai, has nothing to do with the avdus. Simply speaking, it has nothing to do with the avdus. Maybe one could say, not that way, you could say that, of course, it's because he was an Eved, but the one who has to carry it out is the one who's saying Tzei, it's like a little bit of a chayk. But simply speaking, if it's connected to the Tzei, if it's connected to the mitzvah, a special mitzvah that we're finding in the Rambam and the Ramban, a person should let go of his Eved, because he should be tzefrid and he should let go, he should send him out. That chayk has nothing to do with a worker. That has to do with somebody who had a kid in a guf too. And if that's the case, I wanted to even add that maybe that's the whole yusayit of Hanukkah, to send him out because of it. If that's the case, this has nothing to do with a worker. The Minchas Chinuch already made a point that he felt like in the Rambam it doesn't really pass to have that Hanukkah has anything to do with a worker. He said because the Rambam differentiates in Hanukkah between a Meicher Atzmai and a Bechiru Bezdin. And we're saying another concept. We're saying that we're saying like this. We're saying the Rambam brought up the concept of Tzei. And we're saying that this is the Pshat of Misa Sa'adin. The Rambam doesn't say this Lahadiyah that this is the Pshat of Misa Sa'adin. But we're saying another direction why it should follow that Hanukkah has nothing. Hanukkah has nothing to do with anything that would apply to a worker. I just wanted to end off with a hashkafa, I think that may come from this whole thing. Why is it that the Torah is making this stress? Leave off the Eved Bekaved. Leave him off in this way. We also find another mitzvah in that Rambam that mentions you should say tse. He ends off afilu chala. Let's say the Eved was sick. V'haitzi rabbi alav haitzayis rabbis. Ein haichayiv leklom. The Eved doesn't have to pay anything. Shenemar yatsa l'achav shichinam. He goes out for free. He doesn't have to pay money when he leaves. We want this Eved to go out with hanaka, with gifts. He should go out being sent out. It shouldn't be yikshei net beinecha of the adin, and he shouldn't owe the adin any money. What's the meaning of this? Perhaps the meaning of this is what we find. It's in Rashi Mishpatim that comes from the Gemara in Kedushin. The idea that we find that if an Eved says, I want to stay. We have a whole parasha of Ritzia that we pierce his ears. And why do we pierce his ears? So Rashi says the reason is, Oizen sheshama al har Sinai ki libnei yitzel avadim. V'halach v'kana adin la'atzma yiteyratza. Didn't he hear by har Sinai ki libnei yitzel avadim? V'halach v'kana adin la'atzma yiteyratza. We should pierce his ear. He's doing something wrong. Rashi is actually talking about a meicher atzma. But a meicher atzma, he sold himself. Why did he sell himself? Doesn't he know? Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. What's this concept of Kli B'nei Yisrael avadim? That really abdus to another yid is b'diavad. Abdus to another yid is not really 100% appropriate. Because really, abdus should be only to Hashem. I've heard over from my father, Mayuvir Rabbi Shlita, that he said over that, why is this so? What's wrong with meaning an Eved to another yid? Even an Eved to another yid still has to keep all mitzvahs. And the answer is, we see from here the nature of our Shaychis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not just supposed to do mitzvahs. We're supposed to be avadim to Hashem. And Eved thinks about his master 24/7, every minute. He's totally loyal and meshubet to his master. If somebody meshubet to another person, he's an Eved to another person, he's not going to be able to do that to Hashem. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim is a message for all of us. It's Shaychis are supposed to have the Torah and the mitzvahs. Maybe that's why when it's over, when the 6 years are over, we say, get flying, run away, Eved, go, just go. The Adin also, from the Eved's perspective, the right thing is not to ask for a Ritzia for his ears to be pierced. He's supposed to leave. And the Adin also has a mitzvah to make this very clear, that I'm not here to own other people. I want to shtel too, that these people should really just be Meshubat Hashem, and not to me. And he has his part, maybe, Efshar, in the Kli B'nei Yisrael of Adin. I was once thinking as follows, another nice thought, that really, really, we had a chance to be Avadim. We had a chance to be Avadim in Mitzrayim. The Abdus in Mitzrayim, we're taught by all the Bali Musar, this comes up in the Pesach Seder, we go over and over and over again the theme of Abdus in Mitzrayim. Because the Abdus in Mitzrayim was a training process. Abdus in Mitzrayim was telling us how to work and work and work, totally and unequivocally to masters. And then what happened? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and we were transferred over to be His Avadim. The Abdus is a beautiful thing. It was a mashal. It was a way of training us. And we could take that Abdus and now go and direct it to Hashem. And by Hashem freeing us, he earned that. Now we're switching over to be His Avadim. We're no longer Avadim to Parai, we're Avadim to Hashem. Maybe when a person gets sold in as an Eved by Bezdin, let's talk about a person being sold by as an Eved by Bezdin. It could be what he's doing is, Esher, he's practicing, he has to go back and practice again a bit of this Avdus. If he stole, he did Averis, and he didn't have enough money to pay back. So now, let's sell him. Let's teach him, let's remind him about his function. His function is not to do Averis, not just not to do Averis, but it's to work hard for Hashem. It's to be totally Meshubah to Hashem. He has to get that reminder again. And that Abdus is supposed to serve as a mashal. When he works for a Yiddish slave, for the purpose of a nice Heilig Yid, and we can even throw in that this is brought down, that he hangs around the Yid's house, and he gets to see the beauty of a Yiddish house. But he's working for a Yid. He's working for the purpose of a Yid, means he's working for the purpose of that Yid's Kvayt Shemayim. And he's working for this Yid. It's supposed to make an impression on him. Now, let me direct this Abdus directly to Hashem. You have these Avadim that miss the boat. They take the mashal and not the nimshal. And they say, Abdus to another Yid is so geshmak, I want to stay more. That's where the parasha of Ritzia comes in. And we bop him over the head. We say, Kibli, leave B'nai Yisrael Avadim. No, you're getting it all wrong. You were supposed to take this as a mashal. You're supposed to take the Abdus of a person. It's been the Eved. You shouldn't really be an Eved to a person. But you stole. You did Averis. So we made you back an Eved to let you see a tangible Abdus. And then you're going to divert that Abdus to Hashem. Maybe that's why Eved Ivri is right after Parshas Yisra. Parshas Mishpatim, they ask this question. That, you know, Eved Ivri is one of those first to that first mitzvah. Why is this what the Yidden are learning right after Parashat Yisro, right after Har Sinai? There are so many mitzvahs. Why are we starting with this one? They ask in general, why are we starting with Mishpatim? The whole Parashat Mishpatim is tons of Mishpatim. But maybe this is the pshat. At least we could explain why Eved Ivri comes after Parashat Yisro. Because one of the fundamental parts of the Torah is we have to be mekabel on ourselves to be avadim to Hashem. To leave an Yisrael avadim. Oizim tshama al Har Sinai. By Har Sinai, what did you learn? You learn that you're becoming avadim to Hashem. This is a chazara program. This is a short way how to chazar over how to be an eved. Become an eved to a person and direct it directly to Hashem. Actually, that's the pshat over there. But we're saying that maybe this is the theme going back to Hanukkah, going back to Mitzvah Leimatzei. We're saying maybe this is the theme that we want the eved out and to be totally free now and to use all his kaiches now to direct them to Hashem. Shkayach.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.